All right, good evening. I'd like to call to order the February 6, 2018 meeting of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. Our first item of order is the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And clerk, may we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Lincoln.
Present.
Commissioner Hammond.
Present.
Commissioner Beck.
Present.
Commissioner Kane.
Present.
Commissioner Amber. Commissioner Olson.
Present.
Eckberg.
Well, the normal course of business for this meeting is to nominate a chair and a vice chair for the Planning Commission. We are going to table that activity until next month. I'd like to take a moment and just welcome our two new commissioners. And if you wouldn't mind, Jason, if you would go first, just tell us something about yourself.
Thanks. My name is Jason Seth. I moved to Black Diamond. It'll be 5 years ago in June. And I've always wanted to be part of, you know, the local community and things. My professional background is I'm a city clerk for the city of Renton. I've got over 13 years experience working with the municipal government. So I know a lot about the process. I know a lot about how the meetings are supposed to be run. I know a lot about how to, you know, get things done. You know, what I'm really hoping to do today is kind of learn, take some comments from the community, learn, you know, what's valuable to them, and hopefully pass those kind of recommendations on to the council for their action.
Thank you, Mr. Seth. And John?
My name is John Olson. I'm in the five-year club with Jason. Been here about 5 years. I work for SP Plus. It's a transportation and management company, and I'm a senior manager, and I oversee a multi-million dollar portfolio. I'm interested in the Planning Commission because I think it is a great place to start to get to know the city a little bit and to contribute while listening to everyone who has something to say about it.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your participation. And just a note for the audience, the Planning Commission is a 7-member volunteer body appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. The commission meets on the next Tuesday following the first city council meeting of each month. The Planning Commission's role is to promote and coordinate comprehensive long-range planning, growth management, transportation, and environmental protection. The Planning Commission serves in an advisory role to the city council and makes decisions in the form of recommendations to the council for its consideration, whether a recommendation to approve or deny. There will be two opportunities for public comment regarding any issue not on this evening's agenda. The first opportunity will follow the approval of the minutes, and the second will be at the end of the meeting. So, commissioners, attached to your agenda are the meeting minutes from the March 7th, 2017 meeting. Take a moment to review those, and I will ask for a recommendation. Yes. Go ahead, Mr. Williamson.
Thank you, Commissioner. So if you'll remember, most of you were here on March 7th. These are low-impact development regulations. We spent a lot of time with you. These have already been enacted by the City Council and have been passed by the City Council. So this was our first attempt as we went through with the Planning Commission members. So it is a requirement that we had to update it. So these are low-impact development. So the acronym LID, so you all understand what that is. These were the low impact. I think most of you remember the conversations that we had had about that. So,
appreciate your input. Thank you, Andy. So if the commissioners would just take a few moments and review those minutes, if I could have a motion from a commissioner to approve those or to offer suggestions or changes.
I'll make a motion to approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes from the March 7th, 2017 Planning Commission meetings. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, commissioners. At this point in time, I welcome any public comment from the audience. Please step toward the microphone. Gary?
I'll just make it quick. We've got flashlights to celebrate the Planning Commission being back in business. That's what those little black things on the desk. Enjoy. That's all. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the gift, Mr. Davis, for
thank
sure.
You.
Is there?
It's bigger than mine, though, so I don't know.
Well, I have two, actually.
Wow. Okay. He's the boss.
Special. Yes.
The ladies got other flashlights, too.
Yeah, Tori got two also. Well, we appreciate that. Any other gifts that the audience would like to bestow on the... No. No. Anyway. Thank you for the sentiment. Is there anyone else wishing to approach the podium with any public comments? Hearing none, just again want to welcome our two new commissioners. I would entertain a motion to close.
I need a couple things if I could, just really quick, Chairman McCain, staff report.
Of course.
Okay,
Mr.
thank
Williamson.
You. It's been a long time. What you'll see as we move forward is a plan to move forward with the comp plan. So we're going to need buy-in by everybody as Barb Kincaid will go through this in action. The Planning Commission roles and responsibility are to be as a task force for recommendations to the mayor. So there are periods of times when we do not meet. A Planning Commission doesn't need to meet every month, and there's no reason to come here to just meet it. But with this year, there are some initiatives I believe we will be bringing forward to you. We will be bringing the Shoreline Management Update Plan to the Planning Commission. And we will be working through some affordable housing issues with the Planning Commission to make a recommendation. You are a recommending body to the City Council, and discussions with the mayor as we want to use that format here is to make recommendations. But as you'll see tonight, I think we're going to be really busy to get the comp plan back on track and moving forward. So with that, I just wanted to make sure that we're clear roles responsibility, because we hear a lot of times, the Planning Commission member, unless there's a comp plan, unless we're here, if you look at your minutes in the package, you'll see that Chairman McCain was actually a year ago saying, let's get moving on this comp plan. So there are some things that we need to look forward to. Is a chairman you need to think about, a vice chair, and a liaison to the council. That's an important, that liaison to the council, which means you come to council meetings if there's a question, if there's a recommendation, that you, it could be the chairman, it could be the vice chair, or it could be a different person. So think about those three, because those are three important positions that next meeting we want to discuss and get through. But we're in a tight time frame tonight, so that's it. Thank you.
Excellent. Is there anything else, Mr. Williamson?
No, ma'am.
Not wanting to rush you. This is, again, an opportunity for any public comment. If anyone would like to make public comment, please step toward a microphone. Seeing no additional public comment, I'm going to make a motion that we should adjourn this meeting. Can I have a motion from the floor?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second? Second. Great. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting. Welcome, everyone, and we look forward to a productive joint meeting. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.